A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Kuvav, Zvachim 106a, pagination is 211. We'll start about midway on the page at the start of the new perek, the 13th perek of Zvachim, with the word in bold, Hashochet. The pasuk in Parshas Acharemos, perek Yud Zayin, tells us regarding a person who tries to bring a korban outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Asher Yishchat, if he shechts the animal outside of the Beis HaMikdash, V'nichras, then the punishment of Kares is associated with that, and that's if it's done purposely, and if not, there would be an atonement. Likewise, in Pasuk Ches, Asher Ya'ale, if this person is not the one who shecht, necessarily, but he brings the meat up outside of the Beis HaMikdash as a korban, then we find also V'nichras, the punishment of Kares associated with that. Rashi tells us, B'mukdashim akosav medaber, we're talking about kodshim, person is bringing this as a korban. Otherwise, there are cases where a person would be shechting out of the Beis HaMikdash. But if it's kodshim, that's where our problem is. And Rashi tells us, L'chayev ala makdir evorim b'chutz kishochit b'chutz, that not only is shechita outside of the Beis HaMikdash a violation, but also bringing up the limbs outside of the Beis HaMikdash is also a violation. And as our Mishnah will explain, there would be, on the same person possibly, two different violations, and therefore the need for two different atonements if it was done by mistake. Just by the way, we are aware that there was a time when bamos, altars of a personal nature outside of the Beis HaMikdash, were permitted, and that's before the Beis HaMikdash was built. But once the Beis HaMikdash was built, Ne'esru HaBamos, the altars outside of the Beis HaMikdash, became forbidden. So our Mishnah says, HaShochet, a person who shechts, VeHama'ale, or brings up the korban, Bachutz, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Chayev al HaShchita, VeChayev al HaAlo'o, he's going to be in violation both on the shechita and on the bringing up. And as Rashi says, Behe'elam echad, if he did them in the same forgetfulness, since there are two different psukim, two different sources, it's not just a generic, don't bring karbanos outside of the Beis HaMikdash, in which case he would presumably only be obligated once. But it's two different psukim, two different descriptions, two different actions, and therefore it's going to be binding on two different levels, and he'll have to bring two different atonements if it was done in the same forgetfulness, meaning by mistake, he'll have to be bringing two karbanos to atone. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Shochat bifnim vehela bachutz is chayiv. If he shecht on the inside of the Beis HaMikdash, and then he brought it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, so then that's chayiv. That's a case where we can understand that had the shechita been done outside, there would be a violation of shechita. But the shechita in this case was done inside. So then it's only the bringing up of the korban on the altar that's being done outside. So then that's chayiv, that we understand. But if you have a case of shachat bachutz v'he'elo bachutz, where he shechted it outside, which indeed is a violation, fine, and now he's bringing it up outside the Beis HaMikdash, potter, Rabbi Yosef Galili says, that's not a violation. Shelo he'elo ela davar posel, because he only brought up something that's already pasul. It's not a korban. It's not a valid korban anymore, once it was shecht outside. And that, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, is the wording of the pasuk. Ve'el Pesach o'el moed lo havio, that it could have been brought to the Beis HaMikdash, and it wasn't, which is described by the Shechita, so it has to be an animal that's fitting to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, and likewise, by the Ha'ala'ah, in Pasuk Tes, Vel Pesach Oel Moed Lo Yivienu. He was supposed to bring it to the Oel Moed to do this process, and he didn't. But if it's something that doesn't get brought to the Beis HaMikdash, because a violation was already done with it, then Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, it's not going to have the violation associated with it. Amru lo, the Chachamim responded and said, Af ha-shochet bifnim u'ma'ala b'chutz, kevin sh'otzio paslo. Even the case which you agree to, he shechted inside, and now he's going to do the bringing it up outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's also not fitting to be in the Beis HaMikdash, because once it left the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, it's already possible. And therefore, it's quite plain to understand that bringing it up, as we're describing, is something which is being done, even with a karban, which is indeed possible. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.